The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Highlighting the best, most unique fans in the world. It's the Philadelphia Sports Fan of the Week on KYW News Radio.
Countless Eagles fans either have or have had season tickets over the years.
Sports has just been interwoven in our life.
45-year-old Jim Montgomery is one of them. He and his friends have 11 seats and have had them since 2001, the early days of Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid. How does it feel to be a season ticket holder for a quarter of a century?
Thinking about it in terms like that, it's bizarre. I'm like, wait a minute, we're going on 25 years, but it's really cool.
Jim and a bunch of his college friends got the tickets. They sat in the 700 level at the Bet, and now they're near the very top of the link.
Four rows from the top.
And they love it.
The first 10 seats in a row, and then we've added on like the third seat behind us.
Along with Jim,
six of us are the core group. Hardcore six of us are still going strong.
One of those guys is Jim's friend, Matt Moore.
It really is a special thing, and Jim's responsible for that.
When he approached you and other friends with the idea of getting season tickets at the Vet, what was your reaction to that?
We needed $100 to put down for it, and I only had 96 in my checking account, so I told him no. And, you know, he let me borrow the $4. So, you know, that's just the kind of guy he is.
And Jim, who is an educator, also has a passion for history, including that of Philadelphia sports. And for the past couple of years, he has hosted a daily podcast called This Day in Philly Sports History.
We are going to go back to 1960.
Such as this episode from December 26th.
And on this day in 1960, the Eagles beat the Packers 17-13 at Franklin Field to win the NFL championship. And you have to love Chuck Bednarik. Won two championships in two different eras.
Not a day goes by where I don't learn something listening to his podcast.
I get up every morning, 4 a.m. before I start my workday. I'll record it.
Have you skipped a day since beginning?
I have not. I've done it from Mexico. I've done it from hotel rooms after weddings.
What do you think of the fact that he literally does it every day?
I don't know how he does it. He's got two young kids. I mean, he's married and his wife works too. And it just goes to show the passion and dedication. He always delivers.
Jim Montgomery, longtime Eagle season ticket holder and the Philadelphia Sports Fan of the Week.
Jim's passions never wavered, no matter what.
Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.